Христос воскрес, воістину воскрес! Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». Говорить Павліна Макворі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie, also known as Pavlina. Thank you so much for tuning in to this special Easter program. Whether you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave, online or in-flight, or to the podcast, welcome, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you, and it is going to be all about Easter. And if you're not Ukrainian and weren't aware of this, like Ukrainian Christmas, Easter for Ukrainians does tend to go on for quite a while. So if you are tuning in to the international edition, which airs a few days after, actually almost a week after the original, airs in Vancouver, it is still timely and topical. So happy Easter. On Cultural Capsule, Vasil Pavlovsky will be telling you about a Ukrainian Easter tradition that actually predates Christianity, but has managed to survive side by side over the centuries, although like many things, it is starting to fall by the wayside. But there are efforts to preserve it, and Vasil will be telling you all about that. Father Ihor Kutash will join us for a Ukrainian Christian Heritage Moment, and he'll have a very seasonal message as well. We'll also have news from Ukraine with Keith Perron, a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and plenty of great Ukrainian music. And it is going to be Easter music that essentially is a wonderful lineup of beautiful sacred choral music, with a couple of exceptions, and you'll be able to pick them out. They're by a group called Pisanka, which means Ukrainian Easter egg, and that is a folk group from Ukraine with a couple of timely seasonal tunes. But mostly it will be sacred choral music. And there will be just a few groups, so I'm not going to be coming in and introducing the tunes for you, because for one of the reasons, many of them have the same title, which is Christos Voskres, and that means Christ is risen, and various different variations of it by groups from Canada and Ukraine. We've got the Holy Trinity Ukrainian Orthodox Cathedral Choir, which opened the program and will be wrapping it up. The Episcopal Choir from Ivano-Frankivsk, Kyiv Chamber Choir from Kyiv, Herovema from Edmonton, Heavenly Hosts from Lviv, and also Bozhichi from Ukraine. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some beautiful sounds of the season.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming – the fourth wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Don't Don't miss the 16th annual BC Ukrainian Cultural Festival, Saturday, May 7th in Mission. Enjoy Ukrainian dance competitions from 9 a.m. till 7 p.m. with dancers from across BC, musicians with authentic Ukrainian instruments, arts and crafts displays and demonstrations, and of course, fabulous Ukrainian food. That's the BC Ukrainian Cultural Festival, Saturday, May 7th at the Heritage Park Secondary School, 33700 Prentice Street in Mission.
Да воскреснен Бог. На воскреснем Бога розкочаться вразиємо.
На воскреснем Бога розкочаться вразиємо.
Oh.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio. Next, Father Ihor Kutash of St. Mary the Protectress Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Montreal. Father Ihor comes to us courtesy Simon Kuklevsky, producer of the radio program Ukrainian Time in Montreal.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, Christos Voskres, Christ is risen. Father Ihor Kutash at the microphone. At this time of Pascha, Easter, there is also the celebration of a miracle-working icon of Ukraine. It is celebrated on April 29th, that is this coming Friday. The icon of the Mother of God of the St. Elias Monastery in Chernihiv. This monastery was founded by the Venerable Anthony, founder of monasticism in Ukraine, who came to Chernihiv in 1069 and dug a cave on Mount Boldinya. The Knyaz, Svyatoslav Yaroslavich, built over it a wooden church in honor of the prophet Elias, and a monastery sprang up around the church. The monastery was destroyed by the Tatar Mongols in 1237, but in 1649 it was built up again under the sponsorship of General Stefan Pobodailo, a hero of the Khmelnytsky era. The monastery became a center for church art, and the leading iconographer was a native of Volyn, Rihori Konstantinovich Lubensky, whose monastic name was Hennadi. In 1654, he wrote one of the foremost works of Ukrainian iconography of the 17th century, an icon of the Mother of God for the monastery, and shortly after, in 1662, a miracle occurred. The icon began to weep. Here is what the Cossack historiographer Samilo Velichko writes about this. The Mother of God wept then in compassion for the Orthodox Christians of Ukraine. For because of discord, disunity, and interpersonal conflicts, some had already died from death-dealing weapons. Other poor folks were taken into captivity far from their homeland. Others were still to be so taken, while others were to lose their lives in their homeland under the leadership of their power-hungry leaders who were continuing their preparation for such conflicts. It is no doubt appropriate at this time when the democratic and Christian traditions of unity in diversity are being renewed in Ukraine with difficulty, to recall this holy icon, of the monastery of St. Elias in Chernihiv, and the intercession for us of the Mother of God. Let us also recall that her tears are not a sign of despair and hopelessness, but rather of her sincere and effective prayer in union with the triumph of her Son, who trampled down death by his death and gives life to those in the tombs. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Vasily Pavlovsky, and this is Cultural Capsule, especially for Nash Holos. The foundation of the Christian faith is based on the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. However, Ukraine per se did not adopt the Christian faith until 988 AD, and as a result, there were many pre-Christian traditions which carried over and have over the centuries become part of Ukrainian folk culture. While the Pisenka, or Ukrainian Easter egg, includes many Christian symbols, there are other symbols which predate Christianity. In a similar fashion, the songs, which are often related to the Easter period, are more closely related to nature. And unlike Ukrainian Christmas carols or kulyatki, which are religious in nature, hayivki or vesnyanki, spring songs, are a celebration of the coming of spring. For the most part, these songs often incorporate an element of game and play. And it was not unusual for these games and songs to take place near the village church after everyone had finished eating their blessed boiled eggs, kobosa, young horseradish, paska, butter, and anything else they had placed in their baskets for blessing. I fondly recall one of my first Easters in Ukraine, which did not coincide with the rest of the Christian faith's Easter celebration as it does this year. With the Lenten period over and with the arrival of spring, it was time for celebration. We rose before the break of dawn to attend Mass. When we arrived home, the sun was already shining, and we sat down for breakfast together. Everything which had been blessed the night before in a special service was placed in a skillet and was fried up. Upon completing all the blessed food, we continued with our regular fare. Later, we all returned to the square in front of the church. My cousin recalled how difficult it had been to have such gatherings during Soviet times. That day, the Hayivki were sung solely by women. But I learned later that in some regions of Ukraine, boys and men also join in. Over the years that followed, I heard different versions of some of those Hayivki. More than 100 years ago, ethnographers like Filaret Kolesa, the father of composer Mykola Kolesa, once featured on Cultural Capsule, transcribed some of the first recordings of Hayivki, which specialists even then considered to be disappearing. Not long ago, through my own personal error, I met a young man who is with a folk ensemble called Bozhichi in Kyiv. The group conducts field expeditions throughout Ukraine, recording old songs such as Hayivki, and then including them as part of their repertoire so that they are not forgotten. I'm Vasil Pavlovsky, and this week's Cultural Capsule for Nash Holos featured Hayivki, songs which ran in parallel to Easter celebrations in Ukraine. Christos Voskres!
Oh, Сказав Іван Іванисі, жінку не журися, прийдуть до нас пані гості, лиш пайно зберись. Казав Іван Іванисі, не журися, любко, прийдуть до нас пані гості, лиш вихай прутко. Наші милі, та й ви нам всі снили, та дякую за ваш прихід, що ми приходили, та дякую за ваш прихід, та й за ваші труди, що ви до нас приходили, гості наші любі, а кували й зузулечка в лісі на горісі, щастя віка многоліта, гості наші милі, щастя віка многоліта, гості наші милі.
Ukrainian News Outlook. The headlines for the week ending April 22nd. Pledges to Chernobyl shelter fall short. GDP up by 5%. Smoking decreases. And unemployment rate increased by more than 13%. I'm Keith Parron. 740 million euros is needed to construct a new shelter over the fourth reactor at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant, which exploded 25 years ago. However, only 550 million euros in pledges fell short of the figure needed at a conference held in Kiev on April 19th. Chris Mullins has the details.
A donors' conference looking to raise 740 million euros to construct a long-term shell to cover the Chernobyl nuclear reactor has fallen short of its target. Around 550 million euros have been raised at the conference in Kiev, but officials are confident that money will be found to make the site environmentally secure. Japan had been a top donor in the past, but announced that following its problems at home after the earthquake tsunami and the subsequent difficulties at the Fukushima nuclear plant, they would not be pledging money. Ireland, Spain and Canada cited economic hard times as a reason not to give. Delegates will spend the early part of the morning visiting the Chernobyl Museum. To this day, a 30-kilometre exclusion zone exists around the Ukraine plant, the site of the world's worst nuclear accident in 1986.
Ukraine's GDP fell by more than 5% in the first quarter of 2011 compared with the same period last year. Real GDP in Ukraine increased by 4.2% in 2010, said the State Statistics Service. In the fourth quarter of 2010, the pace of GDP slowed to 3% from 3.5% in the third quarter and 6% in the second quarter. The Ukrainian government predicts that real GDP will grow by 4.5% in 2011. Ukraine is one of the worst European countries for smoking-related diseases, with many kids taking on smoking as a fashion statement. Yet there is recently a positive trend. The number of smokers in the country is gradually falling. Stephen Culp has this report from Kiev.
Ukraine has one of the highest numbers of smokers in Europe, with most people starting by the age of 12. Doctors say smoking-related diseases kill around 100,000 people each year. But according to the Ministry of Health, the number of smokers in Ukraine has decreased by 5% in the last year compared with the previous year. The main reasons may be the increase in excise taxes and the prices of tobacco products, the restriction on public smoking, and the prohibition of direct advertising. But the battle against smoking has not stopped. There are hopes of achieving a total ban on cigarette advertising, particularly on the internet, points of sale, and in places of public catering like restaurants and bars. and Kyiv, smoking is banned in playgrounds, parks, bus stops and other public places. Anyone caught smoking in public places can be fined up to 340 hryvnia, or around $43. However, not many follow the rules. The Interior Ministry says violators have paid smoking fines totaling around 1 million hryvnia, more than $125,000, in the run-up to last year. Smoker Alexander Semikov supports the smoking ban in public places.
In principle, the full smoking ban is certainly the best. There will be fewer people smoking. The nation will be healthier. In that environment, I would quit smoking, because I would want to quit.
At the same time, smokers themselves have many suggestions on how to reduce the country's smoking rates.
If cigarettes were 30 Russian rubles per pack instead of 20 rubles, then people will smoke less.
Make it so it's unfashionable, because a high percentage of smokers start smoking by saying it's fashionable, and then the kids just can't refuse smoking.
Recently, Ukraine's cabinet of ministers approved a list of images for cigarette packs warning of the dangers of smoking. The new icons can be seen on cigarette packaging in the second half of the next year.
And that report comes to us from Stephen Culp. Unemployment in Ukraine increased by more than 13% over January 1st through March 1st this year, said the Ukrainian League of Industrialists and Entrepreneurs. In particular, this happened due to worsening of work conditions for the self-employed due to the adoption of some provisions of the new tax code. Part 3 of the tax code on companies' profit taxation was introduced, which puts a ban on considering the purchase of goods from single taxpayers as gross expenses instead of being subject to profit tax. The new tax code came into effect January 1st this year. And that was a look at some of the headlines in Ukraine for the week ending April 22nd. I'm Keith Parent.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Yeah. i dio kajana duša moja i svojim tilom spovitaj sa tvorceni svojemu. I dio kajana duša moja i vroskaja mi prinesi. Мене, що припав духом до твого милосердя, спасе не дітки, спасе не дітки. Потрібно вічно Бога, але милостивий дарує прощення гріхів моїх. Ангел Божий, що зняв гріхи світу, Ангел Божий, зніми із мене тягар моїх прорішень. Ангел Божий, що зняв гріхи світу, даруй мені сльози покаяння, сльози покаяння. Боже великий єдиний, на Україну храни.
Наймаше народу і нам.
For the very best in Ukrainian music from all corners of the globe, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, and also streaming online at am1320.com. The program is archived at nashholos.com. The internationally syndicated edition airs on the PCJ Radio Network on shortwave, AM, and FM around the world in over 28 countries, and every weekend on PCJ Internet Radio, and that is at pcjmedia.com, also in flight on China Airlines International. The podcast for the Vancouver edition can be found at the Nash Holos website, which is nashholos.com, and the international PCJ Radio edition at pcjmedia.com, and both editions are available on iTunes. На жаль, вже скінчила нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим цими словами мудрості. Хто добрі вчинки робив, той і духом себе кріпив. And our proverb of the week translates as, he who does good deeds strengthens himself. Well, that just about wraps it up, but before we end our program, I'd just like to wish you once again a happy Easter, Christos Voskres, Voistino Voskres, and invite you to join us next week for our Chernobyl special. It is 25 years on Tuesday since that horrific nuclear explosion, and since history is repeating itself again this year, we thought we would do a special feature with special programming on the Chernobyl anniversary. So do tune in next week. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio. Thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobaczenia.